Can I thank you very sincerely, Margaret, for Okay, please be seated. I now refer to the agenda for the meeting. And first of all is apologies for absence, and I invite the Chief Executive to give any apologies received. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Apologies have been received from Councillors Fletcher, Sankey, Peters, Allen and Aykroyd. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2, declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest this evening? Okay, thank you. Next item of business is to approve the correct record and sign the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 20th of March 2023. I propose the approval of the minutes. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Clark. We shall now go to the vote. All those in favour? It's only councillors that were actually here can vote, Councillor Hawkins. Thank you. Okay. Any against? There must be some abstentions. Yeah, thank you. That vote is carried. And I'll sign the minutes when I get them. Okay, moving on to item 4, announcements from myself and the proper officer. I do not have any announcements. Does the proper officer have any announcements this evening? There are none. Item 5, to report the report of the returning officer on the results of the Borough Council elections held on the 4th of May 2023. And I invite the Chief Executive to present this item, which is to be noted.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you've just said, the elections were held on the 4th of May. The count for the elections were held the following day on the 5th of May. This was the first election since the boundary changes. Voter ID was also in place for the first time. Overall, we had 21 Labour councillors elected, 15 Conservatives and one Independent. There are 40 new councillors in the chamber and there are 23 returning. Now, usually, Mr. Mayor, it's convention to clap our new members into the chamber. So if colleagues can please join me in clapping the new ones in.
Thank you. The next item of business is to agree the councillor to be appointed leader of the council for a four-year term. I invite the nomination for the councillor to be appointed the leader of the council, and can I ask who that nominee will be? Councillor
Chowdhury.
Thank you. And is there a seconder? Thank you, Councillor McKeenan. Do you wish to speak now, Councillor Chowdhury?
No, not at this stage.
Okay. Do you wish to reserve your right as well, Councillor McKeenan?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any councillors that would like to speak on this item? Okay, therefore, does anybody want to speak? Okay, we shall go to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Any against? Any abstentions? That vote is carried, and congratulations, Councillor Michael Fitzpatrick, on being the Leader of the Council. Next item is the Leader of the Opposition. I invite the nomination for the Councillor to be appointed Leader of the Opposition for a four-year term. Can I have a nomination, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to propose Councillor Allen as Leader of the Opposition for a four-year term.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder?
Yes, I would like to second that proposition.
Thank you. Does any councillor wish to speak on this item? Therefore, we shall go to the vote. All those in favour? Anybody against? And abstentions, please. Okay, that vote is carried, and I congratulate Councillor Allen on him being appointed as the Leader of the Opposition. We now go to the Cabinet, and I now invite the Leader of the Council to inform Council of those councillors he has appointed to serve on the Cabinet, including the name of the Deputy Leader of the Council, and this item is to be noted. Thank you, Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for the support of the Chamber. I really do appreciate that. Surprise, been a long time coming, but thank you, Corrie, on both sides. Can I start by saying, I know we didn't get a chance to speak earlier when the Chief Executive returning officer mentioned it, but can I welcome all members while I'm on my feet, all members on this side, and certainly the members on this side. It's great that we have new faces here. But we really should pay a thought, and I've certainly given it thought since May the 5th, on those unelected councillors who wanted to return and weren't successful. And I do acknowledge the commitment for their wards and the council as a whole. That's the nature of politics, unfortunately. We're in that. The public decide, and we know that's going to happen. So it's a cruel world, but we all have to accept it. Could I say to new councillors and all, most of the next items that I'll be presenting are about appointments to committees, cabinet, etc. These are positions and chairs of committee appointments that you will all be taking up very soon, and I encourage everyone to be enthusiastic, attend, and make this borough better by all of your contributions. So thank you for that. I now, Mr. Mayor, would like to inform the Council of the Cabinet. Cabinet Member for Tourism and Cultural Development will be Councillor Paul Walker. Cabinet Member for Communities and Regulatory Services will be Councillor Simon Slater. Cabinet Member for Environment and Climate Change will be Councillor Dennis Fletcher. Cabinet Member for Finance and Treasury Management will be Councillor Ali Chowdhury. Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Development will be Councillor Rob Hawkins. I intend to fill the vacancy of the Cabinet Support Member that wasn't filled by the previous administration. Cabinet Support Members will be Councillor Sheila McKiernan and Councillor Louise Walker. Can I just add, before I finish with that, that I'm delighted to announce this new Cabinet. It's a broad set of skills and knowledge. This Cabinet will ensure delivery of our manifesto for change across East Staffordshire. Our key pledges and manifesto priorities have been embedded in the Cabinet member responsibilities. This will ensure delivery of our promises endorsed by the electorate of our borough, and the work has already begun. Finish the Cabinet bit. Council, can I let you know that Councillor Dennis Fletcher will be Deputy Mayor of the Council. Thank you, Mr.
Deputy
Mayor.
Deputy Leader.
Deputy Leader of the Council. What did I say? Deputy Member? Deputy Mayor.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Don't worry. Okay. Item 9 is the appointment of committees, and I invite the Corporate and Commercial Manager to present his report, please, Mr. James Abbott.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening to all members.
So the purpose of this report is to request approval for the number of councillors to serve on each of the council's committees, reflecting the proportionality of the council's overall political makeup, and also to seek approval for the nominations of the individual councillors to sit on each of those committees. Also, following the change of council administration, it has been proposed that the scrutiny committee structure be revised, increasing the number of committees from 3 to 4 as set out in paragraph 5.1 of the report. As such, updated constitution parts 3I, A, B and C and a new part 3ID have also been circulated, drafted to reflect this proposed new structure. So the report also seeks approval for this proposed change of structure, as well as the associated constitutional and budgetary changes as set out in the report. In terms of the latest political share for the two groups following the recent election, this is set out in section 4.2 of the report, and there's also one seat that doesn't fall within a political group, and on this basis the table you can see in section 6.4 of the report provides the proposed allocation of seats following the application of the proportionality calculations, and with any residual seats then being allocated to any ungrouped councillors. Nominations to the committees have been received from the two group leaders, and they are attached as Appendix 1 to the main report. So this report is laid out before you to be proposed as appropriate, and on the basis of the 6 recommendations that you can see in section 14, of the report. And with that, I shall pass back to you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a proposer for this item, please? Councillor Fitzpatrick, and a seconder. Councillor Hawkins, does any councillor wish to speak on this item? Okay, we shall go to the vote. All those in favour, please show. I think that's unanimous, so I'm not going to ask if there's anybody against or abstaining. Item 10, appointment of chairman. I invite the leader of the council to speak on this matter, propose the appointment of the chairman of the committees.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I ask Council to approve the following nominations to chairs of committees. Appeals Panel, Councillor Paul Walker. Order Committee, Councillor Aaron Mansfield. I'm sorry, I'm going back now. I've got them in a different order, sorry, Mr. Mayor. Order Committee, and also including Audit Statement of Accounts, Councillor Mansfield. Chief Officer Standards Committee, myself. Complaints Panel, Simon Slater, Councillor. Development Plan Committee, Councillor McKiernan. Planning Committee, Councillor Afsar. Licensing Committee, Councillor Hussein. Scrutiny Committee, Climate Change and Environment, Councillor Michael Slater. Scrutiny Health and Wellbeing, Councillor Tom Hadley. Scrutiny Regeneration Development and Market Hall Committee, Councillor Smith. Scrutiny Value for Money Council Standards, Councillor Krupski, USLAV. Standards Committee, Councillor Louise Walker.
If you could have a seconder, please. Councillor Hadley. Does any councillor wish to speak on this? Okay, we'll go to the vote then. All those in favour? Any against? And any abstentions? That motion is carried. Next item is to appoint a member to serve on the Health and Care Overview and Scrutiny Committee of the Staffordshire County Council, and I invite the leader of the council to propose the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That will be Councillor Holton.
Have a seconder, please. I'm sorry, Councillor, can you see your name back to me?
Mansfield, sorry.
You, please excuse me, because there's such a lot of new ones of you. I haven't got to learn the faces yet, so I do apologise. So, Councillor Mansfield, thank you. Does any councillor wish to speak on this item? Okay, we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? I think that's a unanimous vote, like I said earlier. That motion is carried. The next item, 12, is to appoint a member to serve on the Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent Local Enterprise Partnership. And I invite the leader to propose the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The member for this panel is Councillor McKiernan.
Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you. Councillor Legge, isn't it? Councillor Legge, any councillor wish to speak on this item? Okay, we'll go to the vote. All those in favour, please show. Okay, that's a unanimous vote. So that motion is carried. Item 13 is to appoint a member to serve on the Staffordshire Police Fire and Crime Panel. Again, I invite the leader of the council to propose the appointment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The appointment to this panel is myself. Thank you. I move that.
Thank you. And a seconder, please. Councillor Legge. Any councillor wish to speak on this item? Okay, we'll go to the vote. All those in favour? Any again, that's a unanimous vote again. That vote is carried. Mick, you'll enjoy it. I've spent the last year on that panel and I wish you all the best on that one. Item 14, to propose the council meeting dates for 2023-24. I invite the leader of the council to propose the dates as indicated at item 14.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As indicated at item 14, I so move.
Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Hadley. We'll now go to the vote on that. All those in favour? Okay, that's a unanimous decision. That motion is carried. Item 15, there is no urgent business. Item 16 is to appointment of the interim Section 151 officer, May 2023 to September 2023. And I invite the Chief Officer Executive to present this report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The purpose of the report is to seek approval from full council for the appointment of an interim chief financial officer with effect from today, May the 26th, all the way through to the 25th of September this year. The Section 151 officer post is a statutory appointment pursuant to Section 151 of the Local Government Act 1972. The appointment must be confirmed by full council. Following on from discussions with both group leaders, Councillor Fitzpatrick and Councillor Allen, before and after the election, it's recommended that Lisa Turner be appointed as the interim Section 151 officer for the next 4 months. Lisa has been Deputy Section 151 officer since 2015 and qualifies for the post as she is a member of the Chartered Institute of Public Finance Accountancy, so SIP for short, as we call it. The report also places in context the interim and redesignated arrangements for chief officers following the departure of Sal Khan as chief officer and Section 151 officer. The list of the interim and redesignated responsibilities are referred to at paragraph 4.7. In short, though, Mr. Mayor, John Teasdale and Mark Risk have assimilation rights, so they are redeployed into this interim structure. Lisa is the only senior qualified accountant in the council able to be the interim chief financial officer. And Tom Deary, who went through a competitive recruitment process and a member level interview to become an interim chief officer during 2022, has also been made interim until September. The approach of reworking the officer reporting lines is necessary in order to hit the ground running, so that the winning election manifesto can be translated into tangible actions in a new corporate plan as soon as possible. And I think the next point I'm going to stress as well, it's also important for the Conservative opposition group so they can provide opposition and scrutiny of proposals. And that's important because, as explained in the member induction, Mayor, you have to bear in mind that chief officers serve the council. They don't serve political groups. So a future process for the recruitment will be agreed with both group leaders. I'm sure that will be reassuring. So, Mr. Mayor, happy to take any questions. Obviously, the report needs proposing and seconding.
Thank you. Can I have a proposer, please? Councillor Fitzpatrick, a seconder. Councillor Chowdhury, are there any questions of the Chief Executive? Okay, we'll go to the vote then. All those in favour? The unanimous vote. That motion is carried. Thank you. Item 17, there was an urgent decision, 573 of 23, the GBS LEP, change of articles of association and special written resolution. I invite the interim head of service to present this item, which is to be noted. Mr. Tom Deary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good evening all. This item relates to an urgent decision taken by the then Cabinet Member on the 21st of April 2023 regarding changes to the Articles of Association for the Greater Birmingham and Solihull Local Enterprise Partnership, of which the Council is a member. Prior to the decision being taken, discussions took place with the Leader of the Council and the Leader of the Opposition due to the timing of the decision in relation to the recent elections. Similarly, the appointed representative to the GBS LEP Scrutiny Committee and a former Council Leader and Director of the GBS LEP Company were informed in order to address any concerns. The decision itself is a response to the Government's position on the future of local enterprise partnerships, whereby there is an intention for LEPs to be incorporated into combined authorities or county deals where applicable. For GBS LEP, this means that by the end of the year, the LEP will be incorporated into the West Midlands Combined Authority and will cease to exist as its own entity. The Council itself is not a member of the Combined Authority and so cannot take part in this transition. As such, the changes to the company articles are simply a required step following this procedural action. Therefore, this was not a decision on the membership of the GBS LEP itself, but rather to take the necessary step regarding its intended incorporation into the Combined Authority. The reason for the urgency of the decision is that the required resolution from the Council had to be made by the 3rd of May, otherwise the resolution to change the articles would lapse. As such, it was a timely matter, and any delay to the implementation of this decision could have resulted in the lapsing of the resolution and consequently created issues in the winding down of the GBS LEP. There are further details about this in the executive decision record itself, Mr. Mayor, as well as some information on potential funding opportunities in the coming years arising from the cessation of the LEP. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is item 18, questions. There have been no questions received from members in advance of the meeting. Now, the most important business of the evening is the election of the 31st Mayor of the Borough of East Staffordshire. Could I please have a proposer for Councillor Syed Hussain to be elected the 31st Mayor of the Borough? Councillor Chowdhury. And a seconder, please.
Sorry.
Councillor Hasfar. Would you like to speak, Councillor Chowdhury?
Mr. Mayor, Honorary Aldermen, ladies and gentlemen, today is a momentous day for this borough. East Staffordshire is diverse and culturally rich with people from many nationalities and backgrounds and a great community cohesion. This council is electing the first Asian mayor, the first Muslim mayor. This is a truly historic occasion. Councillor Hussain has been a borough councillor since 2015, and he is also a county councillor, and I had the pleasure of working with him over this period. Councillor Hussain is an ardent campaigner for his area and constituents. You will remember him famously lying in the pothole to highlight the poor state of our roads. Now he will be able to make his views known even more eloquently and effectively. No doubt, this is an immensely proud moment for him, his family, and especially the residents of Anglesey Ward who put him into this position. Being a mayor and first citizen of the borough is a huge honour and responsibility, and I'm sure he will carry out his duties with pride and dignity. Councillor Hussain will be a great ambassador and promote the borough of East Staffordshire at every level. He has not stopped smiling since he was nominated, and I'm sure he will not stop smiling for the next 12 months. He will be supporting and raising money for the charitable and worthy causes. It is an honour and privilege to propose Councillor Syed Hussain as the Mayor of East Staffordshire for the ensuing year.
Are there any other councillors that would like to speak on this motion? Councillor Asper.
Thank you, Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, honourable men. I'm glad to second Councillor Saeed Hussain's nomination as East Staffordshire's 31st Mayor. Saeed is a County Council colleague of mine and a valued member of our Muslim community. I met Saeed many years ago, first at our local mosque around 2015, and after forming a good friendship with him, I started attending the local Anglesey Labour branch meetings around 2017. Along with Saeed and myself getting actively involved in politics, it saw me becoming his County Council colleague in 2021 and Borough colleague this year. I've always found Saeed to be a person who works tirelessly for the betterment of his community and the residents he serves. His dedication and commitment are unmatched. During the COVID era, Saeed stepped up and transformed his local mosque into a testing and vaccination centre, as well as helping to form the local soup kitchen running from the mosque's community centre. Saeed is always working to raise awareness about a variety of topics, including female empowerment, women's university education programmes, and action against forced marriages and domestic violence, to name a few. Saeed is somebody who you can call upon day and night. He'll always be there for a chat and advise as necessary. I never forget his favourite saying, "My door is always open." Most recently, Saeed has accomplished his law degree from Derby University and passed his practice course and Masters of Law qualifications, and works as an honorary consultant in a local law firm. Saeed, you have my full support in this nomination, and I'm delighted to second you as a 31st Mayor and wish you all the best in the coming year of duty. Thank you.
Thank you. We shall now go to the vote. All those in favour? It's a unanimous decision there. So I confirm that Councillor Saeed Hussain has been elected Mayor for the ensuing year. And congratulations, Councillor. The next item of business is to appointment of the Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year. Could I please have a proposal for Councillor Sheila McKeenan to be appointed Deputy Mayor? Councillor, now you call Mansfield.
Mansfield.
Oh, I got it right. I did say. Yeah. And a seconder, please. No, I don't know your.
Bailey.
Councillor Bailey, thank you. You didn't quite get in quick enough there, Councillor Legg, sorry. Okay. Is there anybody that would like to speak on this item, please? Okay, well, we will go to the vote then. All those in favour? A unanimous decision on that one, so that motion is carried. And I can confirm that Councillor Sheila McKeenan has been appointed Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year. So there will now be a short break whilst myself, Karen, my mayoress, and my Deputy Mayor leave the chamber together with the newly elected Mayor and Deputy Mayor, and then he'll take over the meeting for the rest of the evening. It'll be nice to hand over.
Please be seated. The mayor, deputy mayor and I will sign the declaration of acceptance of office to be witnessed by the chief executive. Members, now I'm moving to vote of thanks to past mayors and mayors. Is there any proposers for these motions? Councillor Adam Clark, do you want to speak now or do you want to reserve your right to speak later?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to propose the following motion and record our thanks to Councillor Phil Hudson. I'm sure all of the existing councillors and the council itself will recognise the dedication that Phil gave to the role over the past year, not just in his commitment to chairing the meetings and sitting through some very tough times in a fair and impartial manner, but also towards his dedication of representing the council and the borough as a whole across a number of events. He has raised a significant amount for charity. Nobody can doubt his dedication to attending these events. And with the best will in the world, I know that he leaves large shoes for you to fill in the role and his dedication to that. So I'd like to place on record my thanks to Councillor Hudson for his time that he spent as mayor. I would also like to add as well a thanks to Karen as his mayoress and her dedication to supporting Phil, Councillor Hudson, particularly during some tough times that he went to, as well as thanks to Chris Sylvester, the outgoing Deputy Mayor as well, who similarly supported Councillor Hudson throughout and will be missed upon these benches over the next 4 years. Thank you.
Is there any seconder for the motion? Councillor Simon Guskin, do you want to speak now or want to reserve your right to speak later?
Yes, it gives me very great pleasure to second that proposition. Councillor Hudson has put a tremendous amount of work in during his year as mayor. I know from past experience the hard work that goes into taking this position. I was fortunate enough to be in good health. Councillor Philip Hudson wasn't always in that position. He was so very ably supported by his good lady wife, the Mayoress Karen, and of course the Deputy Mayor, Chris Sylvester, and his wife Linda. Phil raised a tremendous amount, over £10,000, for his charities, and in over 160 visits, I'm informed. He is a man of large stature, but he always has a presence in the room, and he has flown the flag for East Staffordshire well and worthily. And I'm sure that we would all congratulate him for all the work he's done in that position.
Is there any other members wishes to speak on this motion? I've been told, Councillor Locke.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add my thanks as a relatively new councillor from the last cycle. I've always found Councillor Hudson to be very even-tempered and very calm, and I think he made a very good mayor. I also think he had to handle a rather fractious time for us at times in the chamber, a time that I think we now all hope is behind us as we move into the future. I'd also, of course, like to thank Karen and Chris for standing by him at all times. Thank you.
Any other members to speak?
Councillor Gold. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On behalf of the group and our fellow councillors here, I just want to place on record our thanks for the time that Phil has given to his role as Mayor of East Staffordshire. And I think he has fulfilled his duties very, very well, as you will understand from the amount of visits and the amount he has raised for his charity. I'd also like to thank his wife, as everyone else has done, for putting up with the fact that she has had to go out to so many events as well. And to our Deputy Mayor outgoing, Chris Sylvester, and his wife, many thanks for what you have done for us.
Wishes to speak? Right. I now refer to the agenda for the meeting. At item 21, the vote of thanks to the past mayor and past mayoress. I invite the councillor, Adam Clark, to propose the motions. Could I have a seconder, please? Yep. Thank you, Councillor Simon Guskin. Would any other members have any objections on these motions? No? Shall we move this motion to the vote? Can I ask any those who are in favour of this, please raise your hands. I think so. Right. Is there any against? Any abstention? The motion carried. I now invite Councillor Philip Hudson and Mrs. Karen Hudson to receive their past mayor and mayoress badges. I now invite Councillor Philip Hudson to respond to the vote of thanks. Councillor Philip Hudson.
Mr. Mayor, Honourable Aldermen, ladies and gentlemen, firstly I'd like to congratulate Councillor Hussain and Councillor McKeenan on becoming Mayor and Deputy Mayor, and I wish you a healthy and successful year, and I'm sure you will have. Wow, what a year Karen and me have had. Thank you so much to my fellow councillors to allowing us the honour and the privilege of being the first residents of the wonderful borough of East Staffordshire over the last 12 months. Not bad for a lad, really, from Council Street in Warwick, and my mum always said I had ideas above my station, but here I am. Our year started on Friday, May the 13th, but not unlucky for us. Little did I know that my year would include the Platinum Jubilee for Queen Elizabeth II, going to the Lord Lieutenant's garden party at Stafford representing the borough, and lighting a beacon at Tutbury Castle that night to celebrate that wonderful occasion. The sad death of Her Majesty, and being the first to sign the book of condolence here in the borough. And I also visited several care homes so that residents of those care homes were able to sign that book of condolence. I thought it was fitting that we should go, and we did. I was very honoured to proclaim King Charles III in the marketplace at Burton, an honour I really was very privileged to do. And we've also seen the King's coronation, and the Mayoress and myself visited Buckingham Palace to a garden party to celebrate the coronation. What a year, and what a year thing to finish on. In our year, I've counted up, we've done about 161 visits, so that's excluding council meetings and other council business. We've raised over £10,000, I think it's £10,100 for our charities, the Staffordshire, Shropshire, Cheshire Blood Bikes, and the Burton Albion Community Trust. So both of those charities will receive over £5,000 each. And I'm hoping for the councillors at Uttoxeter that we will replace the blood bike that we had to retire last year. And it will be called Imogen 2. So I know that, Justlove, you had a hand in Imogen 1 all those years ago. 2017, it's a long time. When I spoke to you at the AGM, I was a little concerned about my health and I was becoming quite breathless at times, and which resulted in a two-week stay in the critical care unit at Queen's Hospital. But I was determined to do my duty, and I only missed two events, which were while I was actually in hospital. That was the Queen's Relay Baton Relay, and the Marchington Singers Concert, which Karen and Chris covered for me, so thank you, Chris, for doing that. Within days of getting out of hospital, I attended my first charity function, which was Leslie Smith performing here as Nell Gwynn, here at the Town Hall. When I took over, I think Julie wondered, what have we got here? Motorcycles at the back of the Civic Parade, attending Bikers Breakfast at JCB, a tot of rum on Remembrance Day, a civic brawl entitled Leather-Clad Local Heroes, and had table decorations of crash helmets and footballs. The public thought it was cool to have a mayor who rides motorcycles and wears a cut like the Sons of Anarchy. One of my first duties was the funeral of Alderman Peter Haynes, a well-respected past mayor and councillor. We've tried to visit as many areas of our very diverse borough, meeting people from all walks of life. We've visited the soup kitchen, who provides much-needed food for local people, the Burton Addiction Centre, wonderful to meet people graduating at the scheme and coming off drugs and alcohol. And I can remember meeting a young lad there who graduated and was going to be a nurse at New Cross Hospital in Wolverhampton, which is one of the hospitals I visit quite a lot on my blood bike. So it was wonderful to see that, and congratulations to all those people. We've supported our students with visits to the Burton and South Derbyshire College, Staffordshire University, Keele University. We met Keith Brimer Jones at Stafford, in Stoke, the big guy, and he even cried there during the ceremony when he gave his speech. Apparently he's quite known for it on the TV. We met James Timpson, the Chief Executive Officer of Timpson's, a wonderful and inspiring person to students and ex-convicts looking for work. The three rules are: turn up for work, put the money in the till, and be happy. And he doesn't have CVs from his employees. He wants to interview you, and if he likes what he sees, you get the job. And we actually met an ex-detective chief inspector from Merseyside, who was one of his protégés. We visited William Shrewsbury and the Fountain Schools and the Thursday Nursery. I can remember going there on Jubilee weekend, and Pete was dressed like one of the men in black with his dark glasses, and the kids asked him what his job was. Was he security? He wasn't looking after me, he was looking after James, but there we go. We opened the Staffordshire Junior Chess Competition at Abbots Park. All these wonderful kids there playing chess. It was the first time I'd played chess for years, and I had the first move, so that was good. We visited in Derbyshire to celebrate the life of Sir Alan Jones, who set up that factory. I was the only mayor present, but it was important that I went, as many of our residents here from here work there, and we got a great reception from them. We attended Derby Cathedral to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the independence of Jamaica. Following that, we have attended various functions at the Caribbean Club here in Burton, including Black History Day. We visited the mosque in Princess Street. I think it was our first visit there of a mayor, but I know it's going to be an annual event now, to celebrate, is it Mawlid? Mawlid? It's basically the birth of the Prophet Muhammad. It was the first of, I'm sure, of several visits to come, and we did see you there, Councillor Hussain, and we had a wonderful day. Thank you. Very important to the mayoress and myself are the armed forces. We have supported our armed forces. The Staffordshire Regiment, we went to Trafalgar Night, Armed Forces Day, the Army Benevolent Fund, the Ride to the War, which we've been going to for years. That's when I dress up in my leathers and my cut, and I usually bump into the Lord Lieutenant of the of Staffordshire, who, when he met me as mayor, said he didn't recognise us with our clothes on. But anyway, there we go. We went to the Anzac celebrations, and we went to Remembrance at the National Memorial Arboretum, Burton Albion, and here in Burton. We supported the arts. We went to see an open-air production of Romeo and Juliet in Stafford. Christopher Biggins was there, and myself, and we both got quoted in the local paper. I thought it was quite unusual that the mayor from East Stafford should be quoted in a paper in Stafford, but there we go. We went to Deferris School to see Evita, and the jewel in the crown is the Brew House, and we must look after that building. It is such an intimate theatre, and it's wonderful. We've been to see Matilda, The Wizard of Oz, Young Frankenstein, Avenue Q, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and finally, our last visit there was to see Spamalot. It's important that we keep this little gem going. We saw a piano concert at Branson Golf Club. There were hundreds of kids who played the piano in Burton. Such talent we have here in Burton. We also went to a music competition again at the Brew House, full of young people who've so got such talents in the arts. We went to the library to judge a competition there for artwork that local children had done for a calendar. You know, we should be very proud of ourselves in East Staffordshire that we have such wonderful people and how talented they are. Well, the Mayor's Carol concert, many local schools and the Tutbury Band came there, including the Utoxeter Carol Society, Choral Society, who made me sing. So you had a mayor who actually had to sing at the concert and actually sang a solo, and it was lovely. The director of music there is a person I knew 40 years ago when we used to travel around Europe, been on TV together and made recordings. We supported local sport, the Burton Regatta. You made the honorary vice president for the year, Saeed, and you get a tie as well. The Shobnal Sports Day. Burton Albion Football Club, we've been there a few times. We've also supported local community groups such as the Eton and Horning Glow Community Scheme. We had a couple of visits there. We did Santa Clarita and we did an Easter egg. And we had the kids here for an insignia. Nick told me biscuits and Chris, but they had a lovely time for them to come. It was lovely. We supported the vaccination dinner at Burton Albion. A wonderful team of people, though, people have been at Burton Albion vaccinating 750,000 people over the time, which is, you know, and Roy and his team have done an absolutely wonderful time. He went to the Burton Addiction Centre Awards, where people were given an award for graduating and coming off drinking alcohol. He went to the Trent and Dove Housing Impact, people doing things for the community, our volunteers. We met Paul Sinner from the Chase. Interesting. We supported local businesses. ChrisCheck expanded. Specsavers, it was their 30th. The Bells was the new restaurant downstairs. I think it's Tahua, is a Chinese restaurant above it. The refurbished Riverside Hotel, we opened on the coronation weekend, pound stretchers before we went off to the marketplace to see. And we went to Cozy, who won the Queen's Award for Enterprise, and we met the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester there. We've had several insignia visits here. My school from Derbyshire came over. We've had Scouts, Beavers, Guards. To show what it's all about. In 2010, Britain in Bloom in London, where Eastoff won awards at the finals for the first time. What a wonderful honour that was. We've been to the Burton Statutes, the Inland Waterway Celebration, and then you talked to the Lark in the Park. We've attended several functions throughout Staffordshire and South Derbyshire, supporting our civic heads, and in turn they have supported us. I'd like to thank Chris for his support over the year. Ben Robinson, who was High Sheriff at the time, gave us support. Hanson, who made a lot of money for us at the Civic Ball, and we're all going to be on bargain hunt, I think, in August, is it? We're all going to visit. I'd like to thank Margaret Sheeran, I already have. My cadet, Sam Bennett, who unfortunately couldn't be here this evening. And I want to thank my team, Andrea, Monica, for helping prepare and brief me on the meetings. Thank you so much. And Gordon, Pete, Gary, Gabriel, Anne and Nigel, who have looked after us so well, particularly during the dark times of my illness. I knew I got them worried at times, but we had such a wonderful time and a great time. And Julie, who made all of our visits possible and organised our diary and events. Finally, I'd like to thank Karen, who has been here at my side for 42 years and has been a real support this year. We've had a ball. Thank you.
Right, now is my turn. Can I just respond to my elections as a first mayor of BAME community. Thank you, Councillor Phil Hodgson. It's a pleasure to follow you after this. I would like to express my gratitude to my Creator for this day and beyond. Mr. Martin Hawkins, my friend and constituent from Anglesey, said to me, "Saeed, just tell everyone how you feel. I'll try. If you look at other countries around the world, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi couldn't be the Prime Minister because she was born in Italy. If someone born outside the United States, he cannot be a President of the United States. Similarly, a female cannot be the head of state in the Middle East because she is a female. Respected councillors, honorary aldermen, council solicitors and officers of the court, chief executive, principal of my law firm, ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful country we are living in. We have a Hindu prime minister, we have a Christian king, his majesty, a Muslim first minister, and a mayor of Burton of Uttoxeter from a diverse background. Yes, we live in such a magnificent, tolerant society here in the UK. It is my honor and privilege to accept the post of 31st Mayor of East Upshire as an English Shire Councillor. I'm sure my late parents are observing this event from somewhere. I'm blessed to have a caring and supportive family that understand my passion and supports me all the way. My wife, the Lady Mayoress, Forgia, and three sons, Fawaz, Faizan, and Izan. These three young Englishmen are the most amazing things happen to my life. Although 10 years old, Izan informed me his friend found out as a mayor, his dad will earn £50,000 a month. Honourable councillors, I beg your indulgence to remember with respect and reverence some people who I regard as the pillars of our communities. I wish to remember the following now deceased who did so for our community in their own way. Mrs. Wendy Weddings, Mrs. Doughty, Mr. Bay, Mr. Fazal Karim, Mr. Faiz Chaudhry, Mr. Afsar, Mr. Ashraf, Mr. Shabir Shah, Mr. Zaman, and Mr. Salim Shah. Also my friends today, Janet Dean, Melo, Mayatha, Mr. Gallagher, Mr. Tariq, Mr. Ishtiak, Mr. Tanvir, Dr. Dog, Dr. Maryam Masood, Shamsul Islam Khan, Mr. Razak, Mr. Azam, Mr. Kurban, and many more who have cemented the notion of community unity. Indeed, there is a dignity in unity. I am fortunate to be able to carry on their legacy and work enhancing community cohesions within our communities. I would like to expand and extend my tribute to our frontline staff, including the NHS, carers, police, fire brigades, and volunteers. I'm in politics not to be someone, but I want to do something. As a team player, we collectively set up the COVID testing and vaccine center in my divisions, a food bank, and a soup kitchen, and over 70 roads were resurfaced in Anglesey and Stapnell. We also took sustainable actions against roadside flooding, along with individual caseworks, besotting that the lobbying to eradicate our potholes will continue. However, I truly wish I will never need to be photographed lying in the pothole ever again. Respected councillors, the mayoral position was first created in Burton in 1878. Mr. Worthington was the first mayor. I found residents had high regard for this role, especially as this gives me the platform to galvanize and mobilize volunteers and to raise thousands of pounds for good causes. I am an ardent supporter of this role and the tradition, conventions, and customs related to it. It is my honor to represent East Upshire locally, nationally, internationally, as a first citizen and as an ambassador. As a tradition, I have chosen Tilly's voice, Friends to Friends, and Bartram Community Support Networks, CIC, as my nominated community interest organizations. Mainly, they are benefiting East of Shire by their work in field of mental health, disability inclusion, and community development. However, I will be readily available to offer my cooperation to any charitable organizations within the borough. I also take the opportunity to congratulate newly elected and retained councillors for winning the elections and all candidates for a fair and respectful campaign. I'm grateful to my proposer, Councillor Ali Chaudhry, and my seconder, Councillor Arshad Afsar, for the kind words, skills, and their courtesies. While Ali was delivering 2,613 leaflets, I was still waiting to have a ride in Arshad's Bentley to explore the beautiful villages of Marchington, Abbott Bromley, or stunning Riverside in Stapnill. Similarly, I admire Michael Fitzpatrick, our leader of the council, and Dennis Fletcher. Michael, it took 9 elections to be the leader of the council. I admire his tenacity. And also compared to Dennis's 37 years, I am still a newborn baby. Finally, my friend and source of inspiration, Councillor Paul Walker. I always say that when he is by my side, I can roar like a lion. I will still miss that blue seat in the chamber next to him. Paul taught me that principle is the red line you never cross. Louise, even on holiday in Greece, was continually mindful of my well-being and both supported me on several occasions. They said, Saeed, you are not just a friend, you are family. Their companionship and unwavering endorsement are something I will cherish till the last day of my life. As a person, I abhor backbiting. As mayor, I would defend the backbenchers against not just those on ruling party front bench, but also those on opposition front bench. I would carry out my responsibilities impartially, not only between parties, but also between individual members, and support issues dear to their hearts. Thank you for your kind indulgence. Rest assured, I am looking forward to discharging my duties in every part of the borough with dedications, distinctions, and utmost sincerity. So help me God. Now, members, I would like to introduce Lance Corporal Evie Kinmont, who will be my cadet for the ensuing year, and will present her the cadet of trophy. Before I say so, Evie Kinmont was born in Scotland in 2006. She moved to Derby at 2010. She is studying her A-levels and studying in maths, chemistry, and biology. And 2018, she joined the Sea Cadet, and she traveled Europe with bicycle. And it is my honor to present Evie her due trophy as my next cadet. Can I? I now declare the meeting closed.